I'm now just going to take a few minutes to describe our experience in Reading of introducing minimal access esophagectomy and a little bit about our results. We started performing this sort of surgery in 2003 and adopted a three-stage minimal access approach, similar to that described by Lukatic, but with a couple of variations, the first of which is that rather than performing a lateral thoracoscopy, we prefer a prone thoracoscopy. There are potential advantages of performing a lateral thoracoscopy. It clearly mirrors a situation that most esophageal surgeons are familiar with a right thoracotomy in an Ivor Lewis procedure. There are potential disadvantages as well. It does require a fair amount of lung retraction and a universal collapse of the right lung. It also means that the esophagus is sitting right down in the bottom of the operative field, and any fluid or blood tends to collect there by gravity and has to be continuously suctioned out. The prone position does initially lead to a somewhat unfamiliar orientation, but that's something that's overcome fairly rapidly. And it does have the advantage that the right lung falls away anteriorly, normally just with a fairly low volume of carbon dioxide in the right chest, leading to no necessity to collapse the lung or even to retract it. Conversion in a hurry would be potentially problematic. Fortunately, we've never had to go there.